Supporters feel like last year the bill can pass the Senate, but this bill still is 5 votes short of passage in the House. Lisa Ruak, who unsuccessfully tried to challenge Maryland's current marriage law, has some advice for some undecided lawmakers.
I would say think of your own families. Think of the important equal treatment that you currently have under the law as it's written. We just want the same for our family.
The governor says this bill contains more explicit language when it comes to exemptions so that any clergy or religious institution can't be sued if they don't recognize a same-sex marriage.
I know that our legislative team was drawing upon the experience in other states that have passed this measure and found a way to protect rights equally while also protecting religious liberty.
Both sides expect the issue to go to voters this fall if the bill passes, but opponents are accusing supporters of adding language to the bill to block a referendum vote. Baltimore City Delegate Luke Clippinger, who is a co-sponsor, denies that.
Well, I hate to be quite so direct on WBAL, but that is absolutely false.
And Delegate Don Dwyer, who opposes the bill, hopes this issue never gets to voters.
Our focus is to kill that bill in committee and to keep it from coming to the House floor. And if we can do that, we will. And if we can't do that, we'll try to kill it on the House floor like we did last year.
A Senate hearing on the issue is set for next week. In Annapolis, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.